I get, I understand how it's going, and I continue, and then I change this and put that there, do that, and then, you know, all the things that you do to make music.
Vous êtes toujours avec la compositrice Constance Demby à l'émission L'air du diable, CKUT FM 90,3, Montréal.
So when you say, you mentioned that you receive this music, how would you describe from whom or from what you receive this music?
It just comes to me.
One of the early albums, I'm not sure if it's Sunborn or, I think it's Sunborn, or
yeah.
Sky is Above Skies, you mentioned in one of the lyrics, God made me his instrument, or something similar to that. Do you feel this music when you say you receive? Is it coming from God, or from entities, or from a spirit, or from the universe? Do you have like any idea about that, or you don't? Maybe it's not important. How do you feel about
well,
this?
Well, I would say I am completely immersed when I start doing music, and once I get going with it, I'll stop for a moment or go in the other room, and I'll come back and I'll listen to something that's, you know, maybe I've only got two or three you know, things going, and I'll look at it and listen to it and go, oh my God, that's incredible. I'm always amazed when I finish a complete album, and during the times that I am creating the album, it's just amazing. It's like a gift from God.
toujours à l'antenne de l'air du Yable. C'est KUT 90,3 avec la compositrice Constance Demby.
Do you have any particular spiritual practice that is part of your life and that have some impact on your art?
Well, I can meditate sometimes. I don't do a lot of sitting and, you know, yes, of course I sit and meditate, but it's not a big deal for me because what is much greater for me is the music. The music is way beyond. And, of course, the meditation, that's part of my whole life and who I am. And, you know, I don't know how else to say it, that creating music is one of the most wonderful things that I've ever done. And I stopped for a while. It was strange when that happened. And I haven't felt the need to make any more music. Mm. I don't feel the need for it. Maybe I will. I might start up again. But I let myself be whatever they want, whatever I want to be. I don't know how else to say it. It's just, you know, if I started at 8 years old and my first performance at 12 years old, and now I'm in my 80s, I don't feel the need that I have to mm-hmm. create anymore. It doesn't matter to me. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. Maybe I'll start composing something. And if I do, I'll let you know.
Well, the reason of my question is because when I look at your discography, there's many references in the titles and the text to Christianity, but there's also references to Tibetan Buddhism. And I was wondering, what is your relationship between these different ways to approach spirituality, since they are present clearly and mentioned in your music?
Well, I mean, when I was... Well, Christ was my first being that I connected with. Then... Oh, yes. Santa Jai Singh Ji, and I went to, what's it called? I was initiated with Sant Kirpal Singh Ji.
Mm.
Okay, there it is. And the other one was, I can't remember his name. And those beings they're all saints. So those saints were so powerful. And being over there in India, I came back and things really blossomed. So there was definitely those teachers who, they go back for hundreds of years.
Thank you.
Vous êtes toujours avec la compositrice Constance Demby à l'émission L'air du diable, CKUT FM 90,3 Montréal.
I'm just in front. I'm in front of your picture where you're in the middle of Stonehenge.
Stonehenge, that's right. I was in England.
Yeah.
Okay, you can see at the Stonehenge ceremony, everybody came out there and I played the space bass and everybody just went into trance. And when I finished playing, I brought them through all the chakras. Oh, that's right. I went through all the chakras, A, B, C, from the bottom all the way up to the top. And when we were finished, I turned around because I was, you know, I can't play the space bass. You just see my back. So when I turned around, practically everybody was asleep. Because they'd gone completely to another dimension. And when people, not all of them did, but some of them woke up and said, oh, I went to sleep. I said, no, honey, you got it. It doesn't matter whether you're awake or asleep. It went into your being. You heard it, even though you were asleep. So I'm looking at the one that says Stonehenge Ceremony.
Yeah, we can see pictures of people really relaxed. Some of them are asleep, laying next to the stones, the big stones.
I'm just going to click on that, see what else they said. Oh, Sacred Space UK Tour. When I arrived in England, I, just for fun, I put out a request to have a crop circle appear to indicate the upcoming Constance Demby Sacred Sites Tour. A little while after my request, the following crop circle appeared on the 9th of August in Shelburne, Wiltshire. Now, I was born on May 9th. Where was I? Yes, and I found that both of the, where I was, where I happened to be and the other people I was with, I knew that that was a crop circle for me because I had come over there to play, to be with this, the entire Sacred Sites tour. And that's when the crop circle appeared on the 9th of August, and I knew it was for me. I just knew it was. I've never seen a crop circle quite like this one. We realized that the image was that of the reverse side of a CD disc. Perfect. The CD representation also refers to CD, Constance Demby. I'm having fun. I also noticed that it appeared on the 9th day, which is the day of my birth. Wow, weird or what? And if nothing else, it's all great fun. I really like that. Thank you.
toujours à l'antenne de l'air diable, CKUT 90,3, avec la compositrice Constance Demby.
Where did you learn to play the dulcimer? Because on Sacred Space Music you play it so well. Did you learn by yourself?
Oh, yeah. Let's see, how did I do that? So I was in Massachusetts, in Boston. Oh, my friend Dorothy Carter, and she died some time ago. She was much older than me. And she had a dulcimer. It was my Hammer dulcimer is very large and very magnificent sounding because each note is three, here, let me put this down here. Okay, so I can't see that well. Can you hear it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, I'm going to put this down and I'm going to see if can you still hear me?
Yeah.
There you are. All right, now I'm going to play a little bit for you.
Thank you.
It's probably going to sound funny, but, you know, we'll just try it out. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't see that well here, but let me try it here. It's very hard to play it right because it's dark in here.
It's a beautiful sound. Did you learn by yourself or did you add a...
Yeah, I do all my own. Nobody shows me anything. I already know how to work all of the instruments that I have. But somebody created... I had a very, very small version of one of these, Hammer Dulcimer. And then I realized that I needed to have something much more magnificent. So it took a while to get this... get it all. Oh, I love that. Oh, I love the Hammer Dulcimer. I walk by it all the time, but I should stop and play it a little bit. It's a wonderful instrument. Yeah, I love the Hammer Dulcimer.
Did you use it on the previous records from the 2000, like Sonic Immersion, Spirit Trance? Did you use the dulcimer?
Let me look. I think the first one was Skies Above Skies, was it?
Yeah, there's some dulcimer on Skies Above Skies, and it's central in Sacred Space Music. Very important. It's the basic instrument, the most audible.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going down. Oh, here I am at Skies Above Skies. Yeah, that's my first album, I think.
Yeah.
I think that was my first album. It was, yeah. And then, let's see, going down, no, and then going back up, Sunborn was a very early instrument, album. I wasn't that pleased with that. Live in Tokyo. Yeah, that was Live in Tokyo. Sonic Immersion. Vibrational sound healing. That's right. We go through the chakras on Sonic Immersion. Yeah, we go through all the chakras. Clear energy blocks, open the channels, activate and expand the chakra energy on a cellular level, experience expanded states of consciousness, blah, blah, blah. Listen to the sonic still. Space. So this is Sonic Immersion, Vibrational Sound Healing Attunement, and it's also, so that's a good, there's all the chakras down there, yeah. So let me go back because I want to be on the Sound Currents album. Attunement, Sonic Immersion. Oh, boy, I love looking at these things. I should look at these more often and see how wonderful I am. Oh, I'm just having fun with you.
I've been listening to your more recent albums from the 2000s, 2000s, And I really liked them. And I don't know, it was on streaming on the web and I could listen to them. And I thought, oh, this is great work too. So I think every album you did have something special, and I understand you have your favorites, but I think according to each person will find probably their own favorite album within your discography. You know, it's so rich and vast, and there's probably like, what, 15 albums. Still, I discovered you with Sacred Space Music. And I really love the Dulcimer, so I have a special attachment to this album.
Yeah, you have an affinity. I totally understand.
Yeah,
whatever you makes me love it even more. I go, wow, how they love it. And I go, maybe I should go listen to that.
Awesome. I thank you so much, Constance, for your time.
It's been wonderful speaking with you, and let's have some wonderful fun.
Tumbling into thank you. Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Listen, you smell something?
I'd call that a big yes.
I feel so funky.
Bankman, get a sample of this. This is hot, Ray.
I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down there.
Something.
It is 1:01 in the morning Eastern Standard Time in Greater Montreal. The numbers are back. The lab has spoken. And the results say it is time for another episode of Listen. Just smell something. Start you off with a little bit of... Yes. Yes. That's exactly what I'm going to do. That right there. I'm not even going to name it. Logic Johnson at your service.